The Gore endorsement comes just before tonight's Democratic presidential candidates debate in Durham, New Hampshire. It's the final debate of the year, and all nine Democrats are in and about the state today, and so is NPR's Mara Liasson, our national political correspondent. Mara, what is the buzz you're hearing up there in New Hampshire about the endorsement by Al Gore?
Well, there's a general sense that this endorsement has given Dean an even firmer hold on the position of front runner. Obviously, it generated a lot of excitement in the Dean camp, which is already a pretty excited group of people. But another thing it's unleashed up here in New Hampshire is a real wave of bitterness at Al Gore among the candidates who didn't get his endorsement. He's not a beloved figure among party professionals, even though he does have that emotional bond with many grassroots activists in the party who believe he was the rightful winner of the 2000 election. Today, I heard campaign workers retelling just about every callous, cold thing Al Gore has ever done over the years.
We just heard Joe Lieberman sounding not too happy by all of this. Who do you think is the most adversely affected by Al Gore's endorsement of Howard Dean?
Joe Lieberman. It was clearly an emotional blow to him. I went to a press conference that he held very recently across the street here. He was asked about the phone call he got from Al Gore today. He said, quote, "It was 4 to 5 minutes in length. It was 4 to 5 minutes in length and too late." Now, Lieberman says he's determined that that's the outcome of this event, but he clearly is also really mad. He said he was surprised that Al Gore didn't notify him in advance, and he was surprised that Al Gore would endorse someone who stands for so many things Al Gore has stood against. You just heard Lieberman say in the previous piece that his new argument, which is Howard Dean and now Al Gore want to take us back to the time when the Democratic Party was the party of big tax and spenders, soft on defense, protectionist on trade, all the things that Bill Clinton worked so hard to rid the party of. Lieberman supporters up here say this sets up a contrast perfectly between Howard Dean and Joe Lieberman, new Democrat and liberal old Democratic peacenik. But the fact is, Lieberman was back in the pack before this happened, and he still is. This is just one more hurdle in a path that was already a very uphill climb for him.
Are you getting any sense from voters that this endorsement matters much?
Well, I think no endorsement is going to deliver a nomination. I think it does matter to a certain extent. It doesn't change the dynamic. It underlines it. Dean already was building a commanding lead in New Hampshire. He has the money to compete in all of the other states that come after Iowa and New Hampshire. And I think Gore, in one sense, jumped on board a speeding train. If you listen to the other campaigns, it doesn't matter at all. But, of course, they all would have been thrilled to have the endorsement. I think it does matter. It helps Dean make the argument that he is not just an insurgent. He is a mainstream enough candidate to go up against George W. Bush, which is exactly the worry that a lot of people in the Democratic Party have had about him.
In New York today, Al Gore referred to that little-known 11th commandment, which is thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican, a phrase that Ronald Reagan used to use, and he was applying it to Democrats, implying that they should remain united, not divided. Howard Dean seems to like that notion. Do you think tonight's debate will be as acrimonious as some of the earlier ones, or do you think he gets a break?
No, I don't think he necessarily will get a break tonight. I don't know what's going to happen. But look, this is a primary campaign. This is not the time that Democrats are united. This is a time when they're divided. They're battling each other. I think that when there is a nominee, they will coalesce behind him. I do expect the Gore endorsement to come up at tonight's debate. I can't imagine a journalist not asking about it. And I think that you'll hear Joe Lieberman use it to defend himself as the inheritor of the Clinton mantle. And you'll probably hear Howard Dean use it to try to use it to his advantage, too.
Okay. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you.
NPR's Mara Liasson.